Hey friends, welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. Today's episode is all about small talk. These are short, friendly phrases that help you start a conversation with someone. At work, in a shop, at the gym, anywhere. I will teach you 100 useful small talk starters that you can use in everyday life. So you will learn what small talk is, why it is important, and how to use it naturally in real conversations. In this podcast, I speak slowly and clearly. I repeat key ideas so you can understand and follow easily. We will go step by step. Each phrase comes with a short explanation and a real-life example. You will also have a chance to repeat after me and practice. Let's get started. Let's start with a simple question. What is small talk? Small talk means short, friendly conversations. It's not deep. It's not serious. It's simple, friendly conversation we use every day. You probably hear small talk all around you. In the morning, someone might say, "Lovely weather today." Lovely weather today. Or, how was your weekend? How was your weekend? We use small talk in many places. At work, at school, in the supermarket, at the gym, when we meet a neighbor, when we stand in line, or even when we sit next to someone on a bus or train. It's part of daily life. It breaks the silence. It creates a friendly atmosphere. It shows interest in the other person in a simple way. We don't talk about heavy topics. We don't talk about politics or personal problems. Instead, we talk about the weather, about weekends, about traffic, about coffee, about everyday things. You don't need perfect grammar to make small talk. You don't need long, complex sentences. You just need a few natural phrases. And today, you will learn 100 small talk starters. Simple, useful phrases to begin a friendly conversation. Okay, let's begin with one of the most common small talk topics. The weather. It's easy, and everyone has something to say about it. So now, I will teach you 10 natural small talk starters about the weather. After each one, I will explain what it means and when to use it. Then, I will give you time to repeat the sentence. Let's begin. The first one is, "Lovely day, isn't it?" Lovely day, isn't it? We use this when the weather is nice, sunny, warm, and pleasant. You can say it to a neighbor, a coworker, or someone walking past you in the park. Now you repeat, "Lovely day, isn't it?" Next one. "It's really cold today." It's really cold today. This means the weather is cold. maybe winter or early morning. You can use this at the bus stop, in the office, or even in a shop. Now you repeat. It's really cold today. Next up, looks like it might rain. Looks like it might rain. We use this when the sky is cloudy and you think rain is coming. You can say it while waiting outside or talking under a roof. Now you repeat. Looks like it might rain. Perfect. Here is the next one. Can you believe this heat? Can you believe this heat? This means it's very hot, maybe uncomfortable. We use this to show surprise or just start a friendly and light chat on a hot day. Now, you repeat. Can you believe this heat? Very good. Next one. It's been raining all week. It's been raining all week. This means it has rained for many days. You can say this when talking about the weather over a few days, maybe at work or in a lift. Now you repeat. It's been raining all week. Well done. Here's the next one. Such strange weather lately. Such strange weather lately. We use this when the weather keeps changing. Maybe sun one day, snow the next. It's a friendly way to talk about something we all notice, something we all see. Now you repeat. Such strange weather lately. Let's go to the next one. Finally, some sunshine. This means it's sunny again after many cloudy or rainy days. You can say this in a cheerful and happy way to show your good feelings. Now you repeat. Finally, some sunshine. Great. Next one. It's freezing out there. It's freezing out there. This means it's very, very cold. We use this when coming inside from cold weather. Now you repeat. It's freezing out there. Let's keep going. Feels like spring is coming. Feels like spring is coming. We use this when the weather starts to feel warmer after winter. It's a hopeful, positive sentence to start a nice chat. Now you repeat. Feels like spring is coming. And now the last one about the weather. I didn't expect it to snow today. I didn't expect it to snow today. This means the snow was a surprise, not in the forecast. You can use this when starting a conversation on a snowy day. Now you repeat. I didn't expect it to snow today. I didn't expect it to snow today. Okay, now let's look at small talk you can use at work. This means your workplace, like an office, a shop, or any place you work, even online meetings. Small talk at work helps build good relationships. It shows you are friendly and open, and it can make the workplace more comfortable. Now, let's go through 10 useful small talk starters you can use with coworkers or colleagues. Busy day? Busy day? We use this when we want to start a short, friendly conversation at work. It means, are you having a lot to do today? You can say this when you pass someone in the hallway or at the coffee machine. Now you repeat. Busy day? Next one. How's your project going? How is your project going? This means, is your work going well? It shows interest in what the other person is working on. Now you repeat. How's your project going? Here is the next one. Did you catch the meeting this morning? Did you catch the meeting this morning? We use this to talk about a meeting earlier in the day. It's useful for checking if someone was there. Now you repeat. Did you catch the meeting this morning? Here is the next one. I could use another coffee. I could use another coffee. This is a friendly way to say, I'm tired, or I need more energy. It often makes people laugh or react with agreement. Now you repeat. I could use another coffee. Next one. Almost the weekend, huh? Almost the weekend, huh? We use this near the end of the work week, maybe on Thursday or Friday. It's a way to talk to people who are excited for the weekend. It's a way to connect with others who are looking forward to a break. Now you repeat. Almost the weekend, huh? Next up, long day today. Long day today. This means the work day feels difficult or tiring. It's a way to start a small chat without complaining too much and sounding negative. Now you repeat. Long day today. Let's go to the next one. The office is quiet today. The office is quiet today. We use this when fewer people are around or things feel calm. It's a nice, simple, and friendly way to start a conversation. Now you repeat. The office is quiet today. Next one. Got any plans after work? Got any plans after work? This is a friendly question. We use it to ask someone what they are doing later. Maybe going out, relaxing, or seeing friends. Now you repeat. Got any plans after work? Let's keep going. That was a long meeting. That was a long meeting. We use this right after a meeting that took too much time. Now you repeat. That was a long meeting. And here is the last one about workplace. Nice to see you in person. Nice to see you in person. We use this when we meet someone face to face, maybe for the first time after online work. It's friendly, warm, and professional. Now you repeat. Nice to see you in person. Great job. Now, let's talk about small talk in public places. This includes cafes, buses, trains, waiting rooms, shops, places where you may be near strangers or people you don't know well. You don't need to start a deep conversation. Just a few friendly words can create a warm atmosphere. Let's go through 10 small talk starters you can use in everyday public situations. Here is the first one. Is this seat taken? Is this seat taken? We use this when we want to sit down next to someone, on a train, in a cafe, or in a waiting room. It's polite and simple. Now you repeat. Is this seat taken? Next one. The line is moving slowly, huh? The line is moving slowly, huh? This means you're waiting in a queue, in a line, and things are slow. You can say this in a shop, at the airport, or anywhere people are waiting. Now you repeat. The line is moving slowly, huh? Next up, busy place today. Busy place today. We use this when a place is full of people, like a cafe or a shopping mall. It's an easy comment to begin a short chat. Now you repeat. Busy place today. Perfect. Here is the next one. I come here a lot. I come here a lot. You can say this when you visit a place often, like a local coffee shop or gym. It invites the other person to respond or ask questions. Now you repeat. I come here a lot. Next one. Great coffee here. Great coffee here. This means you enjoy the drink and you're sharing a friendly opinion. It works well at cafes. Now you repeat. Great coffee here. Next up, do you know what time it closes? Do you know what time it closes? This is a useful and polite question. We use it in shops, museums, public libraries, anywhere with opening hours. Now you repeat. Do you know what time it closes? Let's go to the next one. Long wait today. Long wait today. We use this when things are slow. Maybe in a doctor's office or government office. It expresses a shared feeling. Now you repeat. Long wait today. Next one. It's my first time here. It's my first time here. This is great for when you're visiting a new place, a restaurant, a gym, or a park. It lets the other person respond or give advice. Now you repeat. It's my first time here. Let's keep going. Nice place, isn't it? Nice place, isn't it? We use this when we are in a clean, comfortable, or interesting location. It's a positive comment. Now you repeat. Nice place, isn't it? And now the last one about public places. Do you come here often? Do you come here often? This is a common small talk question. It works well in cafes, gyms, or parks. It's a polite way to start a light, friendly conversation. Now you repeat. Do you come here often? Okay, now let's look at small talk with neighbors, the people who live near you. You may not know them very well, but it's still nice to say hello, show friendliness, and build trust over time. Small talk with neighbors is often short and polite. Here are 10 friendly small talk starters you can use with neighbors. How's everything with you? How is everything with you? We use this as a friendly question. It means, how are you doing? But more casual. You can say this when you pass a neighbor outside. Now you repeat. How's everything with you? Next one. Your garden looks great. Your garden looks great. This is a nice compliment. Compliment means something nice you say to someone. We use it to show we see something positive. It could be a garden or a balcony. Now you repeat. Your garden looks great. Next up. Lovely day for a walk, isn't it? Lovely day for a walk, isn't it? We use this when we see a neighbor outside, maybe walking their dog or coming back from the park. It's friendly and light. Now you repeat. Lovely day for a walk, isn't it? Here is the next one. Did you just move in? Did you just move in? This is a question for someone new in the neighborhood. It shows you're welcoming and curious. Now you repeat. Did you just move in? Next one. Let me know if you ever need anything. Let me know if you ever need anything. We use this to offer help or support in a kind and respectful way. It's especially nice for new neighbors. Now, you repeat. Let me know if you ever need anything. Next one. I think we have the same delivery driver. I think we have the same delivery driver. You can use this when you see similar deliveries, maybe food or online shopping. It's funny and relatable. Now you repeat. I think we have the same delivery driver. Okay, let's go to the next one. Do you know when the bins go out? Do you know when the bins go out? This is a practical question, often used when you're new to the area. It's small talk, but also useful. Now you repeat. Do you know when the bins go out? Next one. Your cat is so cute. We use this when a neighbor has a pet and we want to be friendly. Most people love hearing something nice about their animals. Now you repeat. Your cat is so cute. Let's keep going. Feels like the whole street is quiet today. Feels like the whole street is quiet today. We use this when the neighborhood seems peaceful. Now you repeat. Feels like the whole street is quiet today. And here is the last one for this category. Good to see you again. Good to see you again. This is warm and polite. We use it when we recognize a neighbor we have seen before, but we do not know them well. Now you repeat. Good to see you again. Now, let's look at small talk during social events. This means parties, dinners, weddings, work gatherings, any place where people come together to meet, talk, and enjoy. At these events, small talk helps you meet new people. You don't need to be funny or clever. You just need a friendly sentence to start the conversation. Here are 10 small talk starters you can use at social events. Hi, I'm Tom. What's your name? We use this when we meet someone new for the first time. It's simple and direct. It's perfect for starting a friendly conversation. Now, you repeat. Of course, use your own name. Hi, I'm Tom. What's your name? Next one. How do you know the host? How do you know the host? We use this when we are at a party or event and we want to find out the connection. It's polite and shows interest. Now, you repeat. How do you know the host? Perfect. Next up. Have you been here before? This works for any event or venue. It's a soft way to start a conversation with someone nearby. Now, you repeat. Have you been here before? Here's the next one. I love your outfit. I love your outfit. We use this to give a compliment, maybe on someone's dress, jacket, or style. It creates a friendly and positive feeling. Now you repeat. I love your outfit. Next one. The food is amazing, isn't it? The food is amazing, isn't it? This is a safe topic. Everyone notices the food. We use this to connect with others in a simple way. Now you repeat. The food is amazing, isn't it? Next up, is it always this busy here? Is it always this busy here? We use this when a place is full or crowded. It can be about the party, the bar, or the room you're in. Now, you repeat. Is it always this busy? Okay, let's go to the next one. I think we've met before. I think we've met before. You can use this if someone looks familiar, even if you're not sure. It opens the door to light conversation. Now, you repeat. I think we've met before. Good job. Here is the next one. Where are you from? Where are you from? We use this to learn more about someone's background. It's friendly and shows interest. Now you repeat. Where are you from? Okay, let's keep going. What do you do? What do you do? This is a common way to ask about someone's job or daily activity. It's short and polite. Now you repeat. What do you do? And now the last one for this category. Great to meet you. Great to meet you. We use this at the end of a short conversation. It shows respect and friendliness. A nice way to say goodbye for now. Now, you repeat. Great to meet you. Okay, this category is all about small talk in everyday places like shops, supermarkets, and cafes. You're often around other people, cashiers, customers, and even a short sentence can make the interaction feel more human and friendly. Here are 10 natural small talk starters you can use in shops and cafes. Busy today, isn't it? Busy today, isn't it? We use this when the shop or cafe is full of people. It's a friendly comment that invites agreement. Now you repeat. Busy today, isn't it? Next one. I love the coffee here. I love the coffee here. This means you enjoy the coffee at that place. Now, you repeat. I love the coffee here. Great job. Have you tried the cake here? Have you tried the cake here? This is a light question that works in cafes or bakeries. You are asking for an opinion and starting a friendly moment. Now, you repeat. Have you tried the cake here? Here's the next one. They have changed the menu. They have changed the menu. We use this when something is different, maybe new items or prices. It's a great conversation starter with regular customers or staff. Now, you repeat. They've changed the menu. Next one. Do you take card? Do you take card? This is a useful and polite question before paying. It's also an easy way to interact with a cashier. Now you repeat. Do you take card? Next up, the smell in here is amazing. The smell in here is amazing. We use this when something smells fresh, like coffee, bread, or pastries. It shows appreciation and often brings a smile. Now you repeat. The smell in here is amazing. Let's go to the next one. Any recommendations? Any recommendations? We use this when we want help choosing something. It's a great way to talk with staff or even another customer. Now you repeat. Any recommendations? Next one. I always get the same thing. I always get the same thing. This means you're a regular customer, and you don't change your order. Now you repeat. I always get the same thing. Let's keep going. It's my first time here. It's my first time here. We use this when we visit a new cafe or shop. Now you repeat. It's my first time here. And now the last one for this category. Have a great day. Have a great day. We say this as we leave, at the counter, after paying, or at the door. It's polite, positive, and ends the interaction with a smile. Now you repeat. Have a great day. Now let's look at small talk when you are traveling by train, bus, plane, or taxi. You may find yourself next to someone for a few minutes or even a few hours. A short, friendly sentence can make the time pass more comfortably and open the door to a simple conversation. Here are 10 small talk starters you can use during travel and transport. Is the seat free? Is this seat free? We use this when we want to sit down on a train, in a waiting area, or at the airport. It's polite and shows respect before sitting. Now you repeat. Is the seat free? Next one. Do you know when we arrive? Do you know when we arrive? This is a helpful question when you're not sure about the time. It's great for starting a quick chat with another passenger. Now you repeat. Do you know when we arrive? Next up, is this the right platform for the train to London? Is this the right platform for the train to London? We use this when we want to double check our direction. It's common at train stations or airports. Now, you repeat. Is this the right platform for the train to London? Here is the next one. Long journey ahead. Long journey ahead. This means the trip will take time. Now you repeat. Long journey ahead. Next one. Do you travel often? Do you travel often? We use this when we want to learn more about the other person. It's casual and works well if the conversation is already flowing a little. Now you repeat. Do you travel often? Next up. I always forget something when I travel. I always forget something when I travel. This is a funny human comment that many people understand. It invites others to share their experience too. Now you repeat. I always forget something when I travel. Let's go to the next one. Have you flown with this airline before? Have you flown with this airline before? We use this to ask about someone's experience with a flight company. It works well while waiting at the gate or sitting on the plane. Now you repeat. Have you flown with this airline before? Next one. I hope there are no delays. I hope there are no delays. This is a common travel comment. It's a good way to share the moment with someone else nearby. Now you repeat. I hope there are no delays. Great. Perfect. Let's keep going. Is this your stop too? Is this your stop too? We use this on buses or trains. It's a casual question that shows you're aware and present. Now you repeat. Is this your stop too? And now the last one for this category. Safe travels. Safe travels. We say this when someone is leaving. It's friendly, warm, and respectful. Now you repeat. Safe travels. Okay, talking about the weekend is one of the easiest and most popular small talk topics. It's casual, friendly, and everyone has something to say. We use weekend talk to connect at work, with neighbors, or even strangers. You can talk about your plans or ask about theirs. Here are 10 small talk starters about the weekend. Got any plans for the weekend? Got any plans for the weekend? We use this before the weekend, usually on a Thursday or Friday. How was your weekend? How was your weekend? This is perfect for Monday morning. We use it to reconnect with coworkers, classmates, or friends. Now you repeat. How was your weekend? Next up, did you do anything fun? Did you do anything fun? We use this when we want to know more after asking about someone's weekend. Now you repeat. Did you do anything fun? Here's the next one. I just relaxed at home. I just relaxed at home. We use this to describe a quiet weekend. Now you repeat. I just relaxed at home. Let's go to the next one. It went by so fast. It went by so fast. We use this to say the weekend felt short. Now you repeat. It went by so fast. Here is the next one. I didn't do much, really. I didn't do much, really. This is something we say when the weekend was quiet or uneventful. It keeps the conversation honest and simple. Now, you repeat. I didn't do much, really. Next one. I caught up on sleep. I caught up on sleep. We use this when we rested a lot during the weekend. It's something many people can relate to. Now you repeat. I caught up on sleep. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. You learned about 100 small talk starters. These short phrases can help you start conversations, sound more natural, and feel more confident in English. This is English Unleashed, and I'm Tom. Keep listening, keep speaking, and most of all, keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.